As I come to bring you this Bible broadcast this morning, I've been talking about the awful wrath of God in Noah's day and in Lot's day. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the great day of the wrath of the Lamb that's coming up on this world one of these days. And that's going to be the end of the world as you and me know it. So I hope you'll think seriously as I talk to you about this awful day, the wrath of the Lamb of God that came into the world to take away the sin of the world. But one day he's coming back to get even with this old world, this ungodly world. The Bible classes all the people of this world into one or two classes. He said, you're a sheep or goat, you're a wheat or a tare, you're a saint or a sinner, you're good or you're bad, you're godly or you're ungodly, you're saved or you're lost, you're either righteous or unrighteous. And I'm going to talk to you about the wrath of the Lamb a little bit, what the Bible says when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back in his wrath this morning. It says in Jude the 14th verse that Enoch, also the seventh of Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. This is the first sermon that's ever been recorded in the Bible. It was about this great day of the wrath of the Lamb that's coming on this world someday. The purpose of his coming in the 15th verse is to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly. In this wrath, we're classes, two classes of people, ungodly or godly people. You better examine yourself with the Word of God. Ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Did you hear what the Bible says here in the eternal everlasting Word of God this day when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to execute judgment upon this old world? I find so many people that so deceived. Satan is not going to punish people for their sins. He wants you to rebel against the Lord Jesus Christ and disobey him. And then the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to punish ungodly people for all their ungodly speeches, according to the Word of God that I just read you now. And listen at what Thessalonians, the first chapter 7-12, says about this terrible day. You and me and all the people of the ages is going to meet this, be in this day when the Lord comes back in his wrath. Listen at this, what it says. To you who are troubled, the 7th verse, that rest with us when the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire. This is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Do you know God the Father? You better be getting your Bible down, reading it from day to day, and come to know God, the great Creator God, and then to know about his Son that came into the world to redeem people by his own blood. Not only is he going to take vengeance on the people that know not God, but listen to this. I see so many people think they can join the church and go to heaven when they die, but here's what the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be doing when he comes back. And to all that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you better be obeying the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews it said, the Lord Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation to all those that obey him. We better be studying about presenting our bodies to the Lord Jesus Christ now and obeying his voice and his word. Because listen, what's going to happen? Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord? Everlasting destruction coming from the very presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believes. The Lord's coming back some of these days taking vengeance. In John, the 5th chapter, the 22nd verse, said the Lord God of heaven had committed all judgment into the hand of His Son. He said, I'm not going to judge this world. I've turned it over to My Son to execute judgment. And Enoch said He's going to have tens of thousands of His saints with Him to help Him execute this awful judgment. He's going to have power to execute judgment upon this old world, ungodly world. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in His wrath, it's going to be too late for you to pray then. The Bible says that he that's unjust, let him be unjust still. The just and the unjust is going to be forever separated. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is ungodly, let him be ungodly still. We're going to be forever and eternally separated when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back in His wrath. That gulf is going to be forever fixed between the godly and the ungodly, the righteous and the unrighteous. The book of life is going to be filled up. It's going to be closed forever. So now, while you still have time this side of this awful day of wrath, you better be examining yourself by the Word of God. The wrath of the Lamb is coming upon this world, and then it's too late. It's going to be too late. I'd like to read you in Revelation, the 6th chapter, what it says about this awful day of the wrath of the Lamb when it comes upon this old world. In Revelation, it said, the 12th verse, and I beheld when he opened the 6th seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair, the moon became blood. The stars of heaven fell upon this earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when it's shaken of a mighty wind. The heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together. Every mountain and island were moved out of their places. The kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. All the material things of this world is going to be lose their value. The Bible says in another place that they're going to throw their money, silver and gold, to the rats and to the bats. It loses value in this flight. Nothing in the world's going to be of any value when the Lord comes in His wrath. And I want you to notice here in the 16th verse, these people, there's no hope for them to be saved. It's the greatest prayer meeting there ever been. They didn't pray to God. They didn't call upon Jesus Christ. It said, and they said to the rocks and the mountains, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sits on that throne yonder. Their opportunities are forever gone. They want to hide from the throne of God and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? When I was about 16 years old, I went to old-time revival. An old preacher didn't have a fifth-grade education. Read this awful story to me about the wrath of God that was coming up on this world. And I can hardly read this story to you without tears dripping down upon my Bible. I realized for the first time in my life I'd belonged to the church some 4-5 years that I was lost and wasn't prepared for the great day of wrath. I began that night as the Holy Spirit brought me under conviction to pray and to repent and seek after the Lord. And that next night at that revival, I found the Lord, and I found peace, and I found pardon. The greatest experience ever happened to me in all of my 75 years. When the Lord come in and granted me that peace and pardon, the Holy Spirit come in and took up his abode with me to commune with me and heap me with him. The greatest experience any person can have in this earth is the day that he comes to know the Lord and the Holy Spirit comes in to indwell him and he presents his body to the Lord, a living sacrifice to God and to comfort. His Spirit comes in to God and comfort us along the pilgrim journey. I'd have given up long ago amidst the troubles and trials of life if it hadn't been for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And I hope as I bring you this broadcast this morning that it might become the power of God unto salvation, that some weary, burdened sinner might come to experience this that I just told you that I experienced at 16 years old. It'll be the greatest thing. You can forsake all. There's nothing else in the world as important is your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't risk going on down to this world with the wrath of God upon you to finally meet it when he comes back to get even with this world. But flee to the Lord Jesus Christ now and find shelter underneath of his blood that was shed yonder on Calvary's cross. To all that would repent and seek the Lord and turn to him, it will shelter you from this awful wrath of God that's coming up on this world someday. We're living in a terrible time in this world now. I want to read you over in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations what the Bible says about the day of wrath when the Lord Jesus Christ come back. The 7th angel sound in the 15th verse of the 11th chapter, and there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to take over all the kingdoms of this world someday. There'll be no opposition. And listen at this, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. In the 16th verse it said, and the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee that great power and hast reigned. The Lord Jesus Christ now has taken unto him all that great power that his Father gave him to execute judgment, and he's going to execute it. And I want you to listen to the condition of the world just before this wrath comes. In the 18th verse of the 11th chapter of Revelation, it said the nations were angry. My, as you look at the nations of the world now, all preparing to kill their neighbors, building more and more and bigger instruments of destruction. My, it grieves my soul this morning. I've got a son that's in this awful race and building these awful instruments of destruction. But when the day of God's wrath comes, it's going to end this terrible race. My, there's a great day coming to this old world. And it said, listen, the nations were angry. Thy wrath has come. When God's wrath come, they're going to flee out of all them places that they're preparing instruments of destruction, to the rocks and to the mountains, away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he takes over, the nations is not going to learn war anymore, and I'm looking forward to that. But that's not all. Listen to what he said here. The time of the dead, that they should be judged. There's going to be a judgment day coming when even the one that pierced the Lord Jesus Christ is going to see him coming in the clouds to execute judgment upon all the ungodly. But that's not all to the story. Listen at this. And that thou shouldst give reward unto thy servants, the prophets and the saints. The Lord's coming back not only to execute judgment, but he's coming back to reward every one of his servants for everything they did. He's keeping a record of it. And my, it's comforting to me this morning to think that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to reward us for everything we do, even to taking a glass of water and giving it to somebody in the name of the Lord. He keeps a record of every time you visit a prison, every time you minister to the sick. My, the Lord's keeping a record, and he's coming back with his rewards with him to reward us for everything we did while we live here in this earth. He's going to reward not only his saints and prophets and servants, but all that fear his name, great and small. There's a great reward and day coming for the children of God when the Lord comes back. So, my, examine yourself this morning before the Word of God, and be sure you're living a godly life, that you're living soberly and righteously and godly now, that you might be classed among the sheep when the Lord comes back again. And he says he's going to destroy all them that destroyed the earth. This world is more than fixing to destroy itself. But I thank the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to change this world picture. So prepare to meet God as I bring this to a close in mercy, not in wrath.